And if I listen to them, they're wasting my time. This is not a corruptible seed which we're born of, but an incorruptible. See? If I'm born of God, God's seed is going to stay in me. I'm not going to be able to sin anymore. I'm going to inherit righteousness, godliness, and holiness, as He has commanded. And He's going to give me everything I need to do that. It's an incorruptible salvation. You know, God loves you. If He loves you, He's going to save you with a salvation that is powerful, one that works, not one that's just going to fall flat. I tried, but it just didn't work. I told them to be holy, and they just couldn't pull it off. I don't know why. I mean, I told them to do it. I didn't give them any help. I mean, I gave them help. I sent them a book, like a how-to book. But it's the works they got to do them. But that's okay. I'm not going to hold it against them. I commanded them to obey, and they didn't obey. But I'm just going to let that slide. Blood of Christ, after all. That's not the God I serve. The God I serve says do this, and then He helps you do it. He doesn't say this stuff and not really mean it. I didn't mean it. He didn't mean to be holy. I mean, it just means theoretically you got to be holy, but just because the imputed righteousness, everything is imputed, everything is just reckoned, everything is a lie, because that's all it ends up being. It's just like your righteousness is a lie. You know, well, it's not me being drunk; that's Christ being righteous. It's just a bunch of nonsense. It makes you a lot. How can you have a good report of them that are without if your righteousness is only imputed? How can you be shining as a light in the world if your righteousness is only imputed? Imputed righteousness is important and beautiful, but it's not all there is to it. There's more to it than that. All flesh is as grass. Hey, everything's just going to... It's going, gone. It's going to decay, it's going to just, it flowers, and then it withers. Just look at young people, then look at old people, and then look at dead people. But God's Word, that's the cool thing. He plants His Word in us, and it yields forth fruit to eternal life. As sin has reigned to death, so will grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The word that really endures and that puts the seed of God in you, that's the gospel. You know the things I've been saying? If you receive them into yourself and believe them, now you've had the gospel, you've received the gospel. You believe all these things, you will be saved. Am I declaring anything more than the faith of Jesus Christ? See, all I'm saying is, believe that God raised Him from the dead. And all that implies. Don't just stop there like, yeah, whatever, okay, good. Don't tell me no more. I just want to stick with those facts. That's all I need. You're an arrogant person who thinks that, you know, like, you just... You know, and you who preach that, you don't understand what damage you do to people. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You don't enter yourself, neither do you suffer those who would enter in to enter in. Because you keep the true gospel from them. God has marked you. You will not escape.